This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
No city slickers allowed here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Some people accuse me of being a city slicker, but I'm far from that. I can get dressed up, though, and not look bad. Doug is here. Kara is at the controls, Kara Schillen. And in a moment, we're going to meet Kevin Skunis, who has a focus on corn. I want to, and I think maybe part of what I want to talk to Mr. Skunis about is what I'm about to observe now in terms of the organic market. This program is here to solve problems for the American family farmer, for those who are running farm-type operations, stores, businesses, that sort of thing. And for the locavores, the biggest part of the audience are, in fact, the people who are using the products that are grown by us on our farms. I'm a dairy farmer, so again, I'm going to be very tuned into what Mr. Skunis says, because we use a lot of corn on the farm. But I wanted to talk for a minute about something that's becoming more and more of a problem, and I don't know what the solution is. I'm putting it out there because maybe we can find a solution or come up with some solutions. What I ask is for people to send me emails, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what you'd like me to talk about, issues that you want me to pursue. And one of the notes that came in a couple of weeks ago has to do with organic marketing and how much has gone into this space, double-digit growth, but the organic label is fraudulent, I think, in many ways. Food safety issues are part of what people are focused on. The grocery wholesalers and retailers, fast food marketers who are pushing organic or so-called organic products and ingredients. This sector is growing, but not all of the products really are organic. The USDA has screwed this up to a fairly well. The big businesses that want to be in on the organic, there's a lot of money in it. Food that's organic sells for 25 to 40% more than the unorganic, non-certified foods. And so a lot of the stuff that was heretofore grown in our country is now being grown overseas. All the organic food now, or much of it, is coming in from China and Turkey and Mexico and Brazil because it's cheaper to grow it there. And they don't have, let's face it, they have a casual relationship with the inspectors, not like we are supposed to have here. A lot of bribery, a lot of fraudulence. And so I saw something about a Brazilian incident reported by a magazine called Food and Water Watch. It leads credence to this. The corruption, bribery, using chemicals to cover up rotten meat, whether it's organic or not, that kind of stuff. Salmonella problems, that if it's coming from South America, some of the meat coming from Europe, falsifying health certificates for people. It's just a mess. So we've allowed our government, and it'll be interesting to see how things change. Our government has allowed this fraudulence to take place outside our country, but here, the U.S.-based certifiers are, they can't claim that they know the certification is legit because they're not responsible for production. So there's little or no inspection. The same thing we've heard for years and years and years about stuff coming here. It's like these people are anti-American. Why do they want to let all of this stuff come in here when, in fact, we do such a great job with it ourselves? Or we would if it wasn't for the co-opting of these people, the corruption. So it's food for thought. But as you as a consumer purchase organic products at the store, know that for the most part, you're not getting what you get if you go to the farmer and the local businesses that you trust that sell these things. Then you know you're getting what you're paying for the most part. Buying the crap that comes in from other countries is not necessarily giving you what you think you're paying for. All right, that's my overview on that. In a moment, we meet Kevin Skunis, who is the vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, fourth generation farmer, just the kind of fellow we want to talk to on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
15 past the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Kevin Skunas, who is Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association, has 6,000 acres in North Dakota, raises 55% corn, 45% beans. Do people know, I think generally speaking, people know, Kevin, that beans means soybeans. Don't you think most people know that by now?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct, yes. We raise soybeans for the most part here, but we have a fair amount of edible beans in our area, but our farm is corn and soybeans, yes.
So what's changed about now? This is a big family farm, 6,000 acres. What's changed now as you control it versus what was going on when you were a kid growing up there?
Well, so in North Dakota, 35, 40, 50 years ago, corn was mainly grown. People were, feeding their own livestock. Mm-hmm. With the seed genetics that we've had come in now in the last several years, our farm historically was wheat, barley, just a few soybeans, sunflowers, and sugar beets. And over the years, as the different crops have changed, And we've just realized that corn was pretty profitable with the increased yields that we've been getting from the new seed varieties. It's just become more profitable. Selling corn, the ethanol market has made it more profitable for us. So we've just in the last 20 years become a corn and soybean farm.
So there's a lot of controversy with people who listen to this program. There's good and bad to the seed varieties and to some of the modifications that have taken place. You just mentioned one of the pluses is that you can harvest more. There are those who think that there is a cost to that. And I wonder what you think, whether it's your land that's paying the price or if anybody is paying the price for these increased yields.
Well, no, I don't believe we are. In fact, we're with our new seed varieties, and we're not even talking about all of our seed varieties are not Roundup ready. They don't have traits in them, but we do raise traited seeds, traited corn, traited soybeans, and we're growing way more bushels on an acre than we used to with new methods, new tillage methods. We're using our fertilizers better. We're using any herbicides that we put on. We use way less herbicides now because we're targeting any weeds that are out there. And we are, you know, we're growing the same amount of corn on 37% less acres these days than we did probably 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So there's good and bad to it. That's what I hear. I'm looking at something in a thing called Corn Illustrated, and it references the time to apply fungicides and how those have changed. How do you view that work? And because I'm trying to give the audience that's not familiar with what happens on a farm like yours, what really is the process? You've said that you are using less of the things that seem to be problematic for some people. So how do you, is it just ingenuity? People have come up with different ways of making this more profitable without it taking its toll on the end user?
Well, we know that you need a healthy plant all during the growing season to produce as much as it can, whether it's soybeans or corn. So you mentioned fungicides. So, you know, our universities have done many research over the years that find that a healthy plant. So we go out there and scout our fields. First of all, you know, so we put our nutrients down. We plant the seed in the spring. We walk our fields. We scout our fields, and if we see any diseases out there that might rob yield, then we probably we'll go in and we'll buy some fungicides and we'll spray fungicides on to try and keep the plant healthy. But we do a lot of scouting. We don't just go out and spray something because that's what our dads did or that's what we did 20 years ago. We go out and scout. If we find a problem, we try and fix the problem, whether it's weed control, whether it's disease control in the crop, whether it's the lack of nutrients. We can now go out and once the plant is up, we can tell by the color of the plant if it needs some nutrients, and we can do all these things, and we do them as we need them, not just a one-size-fits-all. So we're doing a lot of scouting, and we're using way less inputs than we did several years ago.
All right, this is instructive. This is helpful information for all, including the end user. I'm going to relay something that's bothering me. My farm, I have used about 800 acres of land in and around where I am, and that's a lot in central Massachusetts where I am. And the problem we're having this year is the same problem we had last year in reverse. We had horrible corn. Corn pretty much was non-existent last year because we couldn't, by the time we could get in the ground, the drought had started and nothing came out of the ground. Now, this year we have the exact opposite. We haven't had one day of sunshine in the past 14, and in the past month we've had 3 days of sunshine. That's it. The rain is coming in torrents, so we can't put seed in the ground either. So the weather patterns, and I wonder how you deal as somebody who's growing a lot more than I am with some of the crazy weather patterns.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy weather patterns. It certainly is cyclical, though. I've been farming a long time. If people actually remember back, you know, we've had early springs, we've had late springs.
Yeah.
But you really just have to be patient. You know, farming on a scale that we do, even though we're a family farm, you know, we no corporation here, it's just us. You know, we do have some hired help, but it's not for the faint of heart because
no.
You can get those stretches. And we've had a stretch of about 2.5 weeks. It is 62 right now, but we haven't hit, you know, 65 degrees, you know, in 3 weeks, it doesn't seem like. And,
right.
And our crops are mostly out of the ground, but they're just standing still, and that's, you know, that's really difficult to drive around and watch because we're trying to figure out what the crop's going to be for the year.
Yep. And now the weather is supposed to improve in the next few weeks, but for me and for you, even though you're in the Dakotas and I'm in Massachusetts, it's been a serious thing. But you're right. The cycles are something we prepare ourselves for. I don't say, oh, woe is me. I just say, I'm hoping that I can get something that's better than last year. And that's what we keep our fingers crossed. We're having a conversation about corn with Kevin Schooners, and it's 21 past the hour.
Yeah. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm. 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairy guy. Been around cows all my life. Talking to a gentleman who's been on the farm all of his life as well, Kevin Skunez. Is involved in the Corn Growers Association, explaining how it's working on his farm, what's going on with planting the diversity in corn and how that's helping the farmers make their crops more productive. So I don't know whether you heard me, Kevin. I think you were on the line listening to me as I went off on my discussion of organics. And I wonder what sort of impact fake organic corn has had, because even in your world, people would like to have organic for various reasons. Not necessarily, they don't need it for ethanol, but there are feeds that are for beef cattle, dairy cattle, that sort of thing, that need to be organic. What do you make of that whole business about how the USDA has handled the organic certificates?
Well, so, you know, I do not have a lot of personal knowledge about that, but we do have, you know, several organic farms in our area. And, you know, I believe we all need to coexist, and we all need to be good neighbors. You know, I haven't heard of the problems in our area. I have a couple of friends who do organic farming. They grow some blue corn, you know, for tortillas and stuff, and they ship it other places. There isn't an awful lot of call for organic corn for feed in our area. You know, North Dakota, we have really fallen behind in the beef and dairy. You know, we have such wide open spaces here and our ground is really very good for growing crops, so it's been hard to put some of this ground into pasture for livestock. So I don't have any personal knowledge really about what you're talking about there on the organic certificates.
Let me dig into your competitor or the competitive nature or situation for corn imports. The worry is that the Trump administration is going to make it easier for this stuff to come in, either that or not let it in at all. I can't quite figure out which road they're traveling, but they don't seem to like the trade agreements, which haven't always, some of them have been good for farmers, some of them haven't been good for farmers. So I'm wondering, even though you've got 6,000 acres there, you said it's a family operation. It's a big farm, but it's not like the huge conglomerates that are taking over in so many different parts whether it be the produce area or the dairy area. And so I wonder how you look upon your market and whether imports help or don't.
Well, of course, I think, you know, as a corn farmer, I'm talking about exports, you know, and we do need to export. So in, you know, 2016, we had a 15.2 billion bushel corn crop in the U.S. That's all corn grown for whatever reason, organic, conventional. So we know that, you know, we cannot use all of that corn in the U.S. So in North Dakota, as a matter of fact, so we have 5 ethanol plants in North Dakota, uses about 40% of our corn in the state. So the rest of our corn, you know, has to go someplace else to be fed because our livestock industry isn't very large in North Dakota. On our farm, a lot of our corn actually goes on rail, goes to the Pacific Northwest and is exported to, you know, other countries. We know that Mexico has been an excellent, excellent importer of U.S. corn. They're actually our largest importer at this time of U.S. corn. 31% of my bottom line, the farms around the country, of our farms' bottom lines come from exporting our products out of the country. So we know that agriculture has been a huge win in the export market, and we feel very strongly that we cannot afford to go backwards on any of our
Did you vote for Donald Trump? I just wonder whether you think that you... Hold on to this for a second. I want to come back. I have to pause for a moment, but I want to find out just... this is not a show about politics, but I'm interested to find out from you whether you think he's helped you so far or not. One or the other, 28 after the hour on the American...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Farmer time, 34 after the hour. Hey, farm and food hour, I could call this as well. Farm, focus on farming, the American family farmer, and the food that's produced. So the food and family report, in a manner of speaking, brought to you in part by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, aiming to help you. If you're a farmer looking for help, we have Kevin Skunas with us. He was talking about having, he has his family, but he also has some other help that's hired. And I'm sure that he, from time to time, goes through the same exercise that many of you have. You need help this time of year, especially as we're more and more busy on the farm. May I suggest that you do what so many other people are doing on the farm and elsewhere, using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is different. Doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So you post what you want. ZipRecruiter then put it up on hundreds of sites. And if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it won't cost you anything. That's right. Free usage to get started with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So you need help on the farm. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it. So many other folks are doing to find good talent. That's what you want. Good talent at the right price, the right circumstances. ZipRecruiter figures that out, sends you the right candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it for no cost. Continuing our conversation here with Kevin Skunas from the National Corn Growers Association, professional farmer himself. When last we were speaking, I asked you about Donald Trump. And I didn't mean to, I know voting is a very personal thing, and I didn't mean it in a sense, the people who love to get on that bandwagon that is so silly, you know, if the president does well, we all do well. And that's what we would want to hope, no matter who you voted for. If you're silly enough to try to be taking him down or denigrating what his purpose is, you don't do anything but hurt yourself. That's the way I look at it, Kevin. What about you?
Well, that's absolutely the way I look at it. And as a member of the National Corn Growers Association and on the board of directors, and this year serving as first vice president, we know that whoever is in office is who we have to work with to try and work through these problems. You mentioned trade. You know, we certainly need to work with whoever's in office to try and get this maybe problem fixed. You're really talking about NAFTA when you talked about that. We know that as a whole, NAFTA was a very good thing, you know, for U.S. agriculture, probably with the exception of the sugar program, which we have a large sugar in this area with the sugar beet production. But we need, you know, and we've been in contact with several of the high-ranking Trump administration people, and they say that, you know, we will not allow the agriculture, you know, exports to go backwards. And we have to believe them at this point.
Yeah.
You have to take them at what they say until you find out different.
Yeah, right.
Is what I'm saying. But you have to be at the table, you know, to, I suppose, maybe protect your interest. And we're interested in all of agriculture. We know that we're in agriculture. The corn growers is a certain group. But we need to have all of agriculture flourish in the U.S. for everybody to get along. We know that we have to, you know, grow a feeding population of the world. We know that maybe in by 2050 there could be 9 billion people on the earth. And we as farmers take that pretty seriously. It's our job, and we're in this job to make money. But we know that we're going to have to produce, you know, twice as much food as we're producing now for that population.
My read on that has been pretty consistent, and I've said this any number of times on this program and other programs that I do and in my farming life. If we don't get the government out of our business to the point where you and I both would probably agree, the last 8, maybe 15, 16 years, the overzealous organizations that have come from the government, the over-regulating of all the, anything and everything that we do. We need regulation, need to be watched, but this foolishness that's gone on that has gotten in the way, in my opinion, of us, if it continues the way it is with all the other influences, never mind with being the breadbasket of the world, in 50 years we won't be able to feed ourselves because so many farmers are driven out of business. The cost of land, how is that affecting you, the cost of land, with corn being more valuable and doing things the way you do? It must have affected the price of land out there.
Well, it certainly has, you know, so, you know, and the price of land has been cyclical also. You know, so we went in the 1980s, you know, land was probably selling for, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 an acre. However, now, you know, of course, you have to take inflation in, and there's land that has sold in our area for, you know, up to $5,000 and $6,000, maybe even $7,000 an acre. And that's really hard. If you take, you know, you can contract corn, you know, cash corn right now for about $3.20. Do the math on $7,000 an acre land trying to buy that, and the math doesn't work very well. So
no.
You know, we're facing some near crisis in the farm community. We've had some good going in the last 10 years, but you know, income is down 50% from what it was, you know, 3.5 to 4 years ago.
Well, you almost have to be a commodities broker doing what you do. I mean, all of the stuff that we grow or raise is all sort of a commodity. I'm just thinking, you were saying the cost of land. And the cost of land, I'm in a suburban area. I'm the largest landowner anywhere between Boston and Worcester. And the developable lots on my land are worth about $300,000 an acre.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it's laughable how, you know, I was selling raw milk for $11 a gallon and nowhere near, you know, if you don't have a mortgage, it's a little different, but yeah, there's a crazy reality, and that's part of what I'm talking about here. You know, you get into these situations and you have the kind of competition, these big, huge conglomerates are buying in and moving in and making it very difficult for some of the little guys like me. I'm not going to call you a little guy. You're a medium-sized guy. But it's just there's so much pressure on making everything the same. That has to impact what you do to a certain extent. And the prices, because the bigger you are, supposedly the cheaper you can produce things. So does that have a winnowing effect on what you can make profit-wise or what the commodity markets will bear? Because people are willing to sell the stuff more. It's like dairy. Dairy is worthless. Going into a dairy business today in America is ridiculous because we're making too much milk, and everybody around the world is making too much milk. So there's no pressure on what we have available in the marketplace in the terms of corn. What was it when it first went bananas? Didn't we have $8 a bushel corn like 10 years ago? Was it that crazy? It was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. You know, for about a six-month stretch there was some futures prices that were around $8, about 3.5, 4, maybe 5 years ago. I'd have to look back and see exactly when, but yeah. And that came from the supposed drought of 2012, where they, you know, thought we were actually going to be, you know, very short on corn, but our, you know, our ending stocks barely dipped below 1 billion bushels that year even. And so there was a lot of the problem was getting the corn to where it needed to be, where the you know, all the livestock was, where the feed was. And let me give you one, you know, we're kind of talking about that. Let me give you one little visual that I like to do. So in 2014 is a year that I used for an example. We thought we had ending stocks of 1.7 billion bushels of corn at the end of the year. That's what we had left after all the feed, ethanol, all the food. So picture 1.7 billion bushels. A bushel basket's about 18.5 inches across.
Mm-hmm.
1.7 billion bushels would go around the Earth at the equator almost 22 times. That's how much corn we had left.
A lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
So, you know, when people, I really, you know, kind of hate to say it this way, but when people think that we're using corn for different, you know, for ethanol, when we have that much corn left over, and last year I think it was 2.3 billion bushels. I didn't do the math on how many times that would go around. But we're doing a good job at raising our crops. We're also trying to do a good job at finding new uses for some of our things. Corn is a very versatile crop.
Yep.
You know, we can make ethanol out of it. The portion that isn't made into ethanol is called dried distiller's grain. That's a high protein animal feed that comes out of the, you know, so we're doing a lot of things. We're taking the industrial oil off the kernel first. You know, corn oils are very, very high profit for these ethanol plants. So there's a lot of things that we're using corn for these days.
Well, I used to feed it to we have a brewery here in town, and I would go down and get the trucks loaded with the brewer's grain and feed it to the cows. They did very well on it, and they didn't have the negative impact that sometimes regular grain does on their feet and other parts of their body. I found it to be a great, way to get a product that didn't cost you any money and use it to the benefit of the animals instead of these guys. They were taking it to landfills, for God's sakes, throwing it away. How much, we got a couple more minutes here. How much do you use computer technology? How much social media is involved? Because you're on a wholesale level, so do you need social media? Do you share ideas on the Internet or through various of the social media, Twitter and Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, I use Facebook. I also have a Twitter account. I don't really know how to use it very well.
I do. You and me both.
But, you know, what I try and do, here's what I really like to do with Facebook. I like to be very positive about agriculture.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we're all in this together. So I try and post things that are favorable to modern agriculture. We have to realize that we're in modern agriculture. We're doing things different than we did, you know, 50 to 100 years ago. And I try and be very positive about that. Get the messages out of what we're doing right. in the U.S. agriculture. And that's what I kind of like to use Facebook for. And we also, as a National Corn Growers, you know, we also like to try and get our story out there. And we're trying to use Twitter and Facebook to do all of that. And just to try and be very, very positive. I really want to stress that. Be positive about what we're doing. This is a great industry, and we should feel good about what we're doing.
Amen to that. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Kevin. Well spoken and well put. Kevin Skunas, who, if you go to the National Corn Growers Association website, which is ncga.com, ncga.com, you can find out more about what they're doing and what's going on in the corn growing, that side of the agricultural sphere that we have in our country. Best of luck, Kevin. Thank you again. The farm business has become like lots of other businesses. Some of the help have become hooked on drugs. That's what happens sometimes on the farm. You start smoking crazy things and it gets worse. So there are a lot of farmers who are having problems with people in their family, people working for them that are addicted to this, that, and the other circumstances. It's not a good way. It's very deadly on the farm. Anybody who's under the influence is bad news. So if you're trying to take care of the people who work with you, people in your family who are now in the insanity of this drug world that unfortunately we find so much around us, there's an answer. It's called the Better Addiction Care Facility. You call them at 844-262-8658. 844-262-8658. Hit 1. You'll have a consultation with somebody who can walk you through some of the problems and questions you have, see if they can't solve the problem, and you'll be happy to know that most insurance companies pay 100% of the cost. So, Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the latest podcast, a focus on the organic food industry. It is booming, but how is it booming? That's examined in the American Family Farmer Show podcast. Yes, you'll find it every week, fresh material. If you're a farmer interested in the food you're eating, listen up to the American Family Farmer Show. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where the podcast is. And this week, the focus on organic food and how big it's become. But realization, only 5% of the food supply is actually organic. And that's a part of what you'll learn. It's a perspective, if you will. And then on this current podcast, Hannah Breckbill, who co-owns Humble Hands Harvest, a worker-owned cooperative farm. They have a couple of acres of organic vegetables and grass-finished sheep, pork, that sort of thing. They also have a lot of fruit and nut trees there. She's originally from Lincoln, Nebraska, has been farming in the last 5-6 years. She was a CSA manager at a farm outside of Waco, Texas. So she has a great perspective for younger people getting into farming. And then on the podcast, I talk about the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and his lackluster appearance or performance so far, in my estimation. Plus, a review or reflection, if you will, on growing meat in a laboratory. So, and that, along with my usual definition of milk and what it is, check that out. As America's family farmers trying to figure out how to make it through the worst economic crisis with commodity prices bad, we give you a different shake each week. So check it out. Podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a sort of an arrow directing you to the American Family Farmer podcasts every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, the newest one, we begin with news about bad weather, reminders about checking the snow load on your shelters for animals, reminder to check animal food sources, and then we met Lisa Kavirist, who is the author of Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers, with a focus for much of the podcast on women in agriculture and how they are sprouting up in record numbers. There's an article I see in the National Farmers Union weekly overview of how many women are getting into management, ownership, working on farms. This lady, Lisa Kavirist, also operates a solar-powered farm and a B&B, so the whole family can go and enjoy, learn about the farm, maybe work on the farm a little bit. So anyway, women farmers and the challenge to develop more programs for them is at the root of our current podcast. You can find it every week. It's a different one, all archived, so you can see the past. Check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, a postscript to my conversation about what's happening and what's likely to happen in the future as we try to figure out how to survive, those of us who have American family farms.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Having the conversation here this week with young Mr. Weber, young Farmer Weber, makes me want to dig more into what's going on our farmland, the tenure, who's staying, who's going, what's the future of agriculture. A lot of farmers that I know are selling their land for development. Others are finding people to rent their land because the children have seen how hard the farmer father and mother have worked, and they don't want to do that. So they put their land into a family co-op, and they rent it out to other farm. And you know, there's all kinds of ways of doing that, growing corn, strawberries, whatever it is. But farmers investing in their land don't want to give it up. I certainly don't. I have worked for 10 years to save this farm of mine and finally have figured out how to make it viable. Has everybody else done that? Can you do it? You're looking at the trends ahead in the next, let's say, 10 years, 20 years. The average ages of farmland owners edges up. I think the average is, what, 56 or something? Now going towards 60. Farmers continue to be the most typical buyers of agricultural land. But dominance is slipping because it's so profitable to sell it to developers. Non-farmers own more and more of the land, the rented acreage that farmers are now, you know, farmers, they buy a big square mile patch in Iowa or Nebraska and they rent it out to farmers because farmers can't, they don't have enough money to buy it. So a businessman buys it, he rents it out. I think there's going to be a lot more women as I look ahead. I think talking to a lot of people, I was just mentioning that in the podcast that's currently at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, our focus is on women owners and operators. And even though we have fewer farm operators, more and more of them will be women. And then the people we're selling to are demanding more traceability, more sustainability. And they don't want to pay for it. The old story. It's always been the story. People do not want to pay for the good food that they're getting. So that's why we're getting the crap that we are from China, from Asia, the Canadians and what they're doing. I just noticed something in the lobster market in Maine is getting killed because the Canadians have taken off the tariffs. So the Chinese are buying their lobsters from Canada instead of from Maine. Fishermen. It's just amazing what's going on, and the reality won't change. You got to stay with it, keep up with it, keep the land viable, keep it going, and we're here to help inspire you every week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.